Carrie in Minnesota emails us. She says, I think Issues Etc. being canceled due to programmatic and financial reasons. She says, I am being sarcastic here. Should be on the list. She says, that woke up a lot of people. I think more people are aware of the new Issues Etc. now, and all things end up working together for the good. I wholeheartedly agree, Carrie. Now, Molly, you were part of the newsmakers in this story. Are you surprised that the cancellation of this radio program didn't make Religion News Writers Association list top 10 of the 2008?
It was my number one story of the year. I don't know. But it does speak to a broader trend when you look at the bureaucratization of national church bodies or international church bodies, or the disconnect between the leadership of church bodies, which tend to be much more liberal than their lay people. And it's a great hook to sort of explore these problems that exist in basically almost every church.